I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan's radicals are threatening their own form of justice if the Supreme Court releases Asia Bibi. Now, Bibi is a Christian whose case has essentially put the country's blasphemy law on trial. On death row, she's been the face of the persecuted church for a decade. The court will soon release a verdict, and FMI's Bruce Allen's contacts are expecting things to move in the next 24 hours.
It's looking like they are going to announce that she would be released and then be whisked away by helicopter. Her family has been shifted from elsewhere in Europe now to the UK.
The next few days could be extremely volatile in Pakistan. Allen says many of Pakistan's Christians are marginalized and know nothing about Asia Bibi, so they'll be blindsided if they're targeted in the backlash of a release. Be praying over these next few days. An Arab Baptist Theological Seminary began educating students in 1960 in Beirut. A few years later, though, the school found itself equipping parts of the Sudanese church for leadership. ABTS's Lola El Malouf says last year, nearly 50% of ABTS's residential students came from Sudan.
Leadership formation is very crucial, and our curriculum is helping to prepare leaders, more leaders for the church in Sudan.
But churches don't have to wait until graduation to be impacted by the students who are attending ABTS. And that's because ABTS students return home during summer break to continue ministry. Pray that the Sudanese would persevere in faith and ministry. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.